Tamison, thank you so much for joining us here in studio. This is such a fantastic initiative with the Smile Cookie and Tim Hortons and the Edmonton Food Bank. What is this initiative that's going on here this week?
Well, definitely most people have heard of the Smile Cookies. And right now, this is actually the Holiday Smile Cookie. This is only the fourth year that Tim Hortons has ever done it. 100% of the funds raised goes to charity. So Edmonton's Food Bank is one of the two charities for all the Edmonton Tim Hortons stores that are, or locations that are making the Holiday Smile Cookies. So these are our local franchisees that are making the commitment to sell these, spend the hours with their staff, like piping those smiles on each and every single cookie, and it all goes to charity. So it is a beautiful, amazing thing. And when people are like, oh, well, what does that do? Last year, it brought in over $91,000 for Edmonton's Food Bank. That's a lot of cookies.
It certainly is.
And so it's quite amazing what just one smile cookie can do.
Well, you mentioned that this is only the fourth year of the Holiday Smile Cookie with Tim Hortons, right? So you mentioned the number. That's quite a lot of commitment from Edmontonians to help out just by buying a simple cookie. It really is easy to support your local charities, isn't it, by doing this?
Oh, of course. And like all throughout Alberta, they're doing this. So if you're in, let's say, Whitecourt, and you're going to visit your local Tim Hortons, they will be donating 100% of those proceeds to their local charity. And I'm not too sure who everybody chooses, but right. I'm just happy that here in Edmonton, you're supporting Edmonton's Food Bank when you're buying your cookies. And it's simple and easy. I know companies have actually downloaded our order forms and dropped them off, because if you want like 6-7 dozen, mm-hmm. you should probably make an order. So they have order forms that can get delivered in advance. And it's so easy because, voila, they'll have them. So you just walk in and be like, yeah, here's my money and thanks for the donuts. And I can't believe how happy everybody is when they get it. And they're so much fun, too. You do have to be careful eating them because they're so soft and good. I took a bite in mine and then it fell on the floor. So I had to get another one.
Oh, no.
And then one of my colleagues was biting into it and his eyeball popped off. But it's okay because they're so soft and gooey and awesome. But there's a lot of sugar. So just enjoy them responsibly.
Yeah, we'll make sure we make a note of that. Speaking from an Edmonton Food Bank perspective, Tamison, why is this such an important time for the food bank and the money that goes towards the food bank?
Well, what most people don't know, and even though we share it quite a bit, a lot of people think Edmonton's Food Bank is government funded. We receive no level of funding from any level of government. So municipal, provincial, federal, nothing. We are fortunate to get grants if we are successful like everyone else, but we actually don't get any core funding. So when people buy these cookies and it triggers financial donations to Edmonton's Food Bank, that keeps the lights on, the vehicles on the road, the coolers and freezers going. Because as we head into this time of year, the last 45 calendar days of the year, that's when we get close to a third of all of our operating money for the following year. So the food is essential for us right now. The food and funds, not only right now, but into the new year, because that sets the tone. And right now, our numbers are staggering. We're serving about 43,000 people a month through the hamper programs alone. And that's up average from last year, which was only about 41,000 people a month. So it is unfortunate that it's increasing. What we're very fortunate about is that we're in Edmonton. People have been very generous. Our volunteers have stepped up. We have depots out the city saying, hey, we can take 10 more households to help support you at this time. We have our mobile depot. We have our Beyond Food program. We have all of our wonderful agency partners that are focusing on what they can do. And if they're accessing food from us, that helps them save money. They can allocate money to other programming and actually having staff on the ground. So for example, Hope Mission. Mark from Hope Mission comes in probably once a day to come pick up. He does his shopping and brings it back. But Hope Mission is doing things that the food bank can't. We're not a shelter. We're not a soup kitchen. But if we can offset their costs by providing food and helping, that means that they can probably get staff on the ground to directly support people. And that's what that collaborative nature is all about. So it's a key time of year for us to build that food and funds for Edmonton's Food Bank. We're going to get maybe some more friends into the building to help us build those food hampers. But overall, it's that engagement with the community, that all of us working together, and we all have a role to play. Me as an individual, yes, I work at the food bank, but I have a role to play too, to try to even support other people, other organizations. I have a role to play by participating in not just Smile Cookie campaigns, but other nonprofit initiatives because it's near and dear to me. And all I can say to anyone is find your passion and connect with that mission, whatever that might be. If you want to support seniors, that is awesome. We need that support. If you want to support like our fur babies, you know what? Those organizations need your help. If you'd like to help children, there's a lot of youth-focused organizations out there. And if you want to help the food bank, yes, we're here and out there. But it takes all of us to do our parts.
Absolutely. Community helping community is what it's all about, right?
100%.
You mentioned the order form. So if somebody wants maybe more than one or two of these cookies, which I'm sure they're going to after they try one, there is an order form on the food bank's website, correct?
Yes. You just go to edmontonsfoodbank.com, and on events, we have the Tim Hortons information there. And then there's a button. You just click it and a PDF opens for you. And you can make as many orders as you want.
Easy. Easy peasy. And this goes from November the 17th to November 23rd?
Correct. 1 week.
One week. Well, yes. We got 1 week, everybody.
Eat as many cookies as you can in 1 week. And well, then exercise, you know, after.
Yeah, you don't got to tell me that twice. I'll eat so many of these cookies. Tamazin, thank you so much for coming in. This is such a wonderful initiative. And I just want to say thank you.
Well, thank you for having me. And thank you to all the Tim Hortons franchisee owners, to all their staff, because I'm sure you get hand cramps by piping all those smiles. And so we can't do this alone. And I'm just really appreciative for everyone buying and helping even make those cookies.
Absolutely. Tamazin, thanks so much.
Thank you.